turundusuudised.
Last week, Euromonitor published a report about South Korea's success in marketing. And South Korea is a small country compared to the US or China, but despite its size, the country is considered an innovator in international brand development. The achievement of South Korean products at the world level is attributed to effective marketing campaigns and strategies, as well as product positioning. In fact, South Korea has been so successful with product launches that there is even a term coined for it, the so-called Korean wave, or Hallyu. I probably cannot pronounce it, but something like that. Literally meaning the flow of Korea. The overall consumption is very much influenced by popular actors and singers endorsing the products. As the actors and singers become popular overseas, so do the products that they endorse. This in turn raises awareness about Korea and the local culture. And a key driver of Hallyu is the government's funding and support of its entertainment industry, most notably across music, movies and television. It has been exported to different markets, first to Asia and then globally. So, Peter, what do you think about the news? What is your comment about South Korea?
I was there once when I worked at PSV Eindhoven, the football club. We had a coach, Guus Hiddink. He was world famous in Korea, South Korea. And it was a strange experience. I thought it's a really harsh country. The people are really harsh, really economic focused. And they have a really great success, of course, with Samsung, which is their lead company. And what when I saw this, what you pointed out is kind of strange that they actually use music as a kind of an accelerator. But you could also say it's a kind of a choice. So if you could tell the story of Korea, South Korea, always be careful to have say South and North. This is South Korea.
Yes.
That they use this kind of flow of Korea to tell their story. It's a strong choice. I really doubt personally that it really has effect on foreign direct investment or let's say on the high tech kind of strategies that they're having to tell the world that they're a high-tech nation. It's a driver, as you say, but maybe it's more like tourism and more, hospitality-focused campaign than actually a nation branding campaign that they're doing.
Yeah,
that's my comment on it from a distance.
Yeah, they commented, by the way, that it's also about the fast-moving consumer goods that are sold because of the endorsements. It was also very interesting news for me when I read it from the Euromonitor part, as we really talk a lot about nation branding and country branding and all these and different topics now here in Estonia. For me, the question more maybe was, or not question, but thoughts that we have discussed here. Estonia, you know, has a very challenging geopolitical not situation or location, and it's always kind of good to have good relationships to our neighbors, and we really have to learn how to become better and better, and often it might be that the cultural part. Can be kind of like a cultural diplomacy that you can use in order to build the bridges between the people, between the companies, between the kind of different words and attitudes. And then you can really, the products can follow afterwards when we know that from cultural point of view, we have the mutual understanding. So understanding Korea, especially the southern part, has also very tough kind of geopolitical location. So it might be that they also need to use different tools to market their country.
Yeah, it can be. But for me, it was a total new thing. And then we really look into Korea because Ulsan, you could say, is where Samsung is from, is let's say, a competitor of Eindhoven, because it's also a place where talent is going to. For me, the country is very much more very driven, sportive, high-tech manufacturing consumer company with a number of really big brands that they have. And sometimes you could say almost their brands outshine the nation.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe this is also kind of a reflection on that, to put in culture to say, oh yeah, behind those brands, there's also a country with its culture. It's a strategy, but I never heard of it. So to be honest, and everybody here knows LG and Samsung, etc. So but every country, I think, makes choices. So what to do? And when we're talking with Estonia, we also explained about Holland. So if you look at the Netherlands, we have as a national symbol a tulip.
That's true.
So the Holland brand is a tulip. But Holland, at the same time, is a high-tech nation. So when we are at the Hannover Messe in Germany, and there's a company called ASML. They live in very close to Eindhoven, in Veldhoven. And it's a company, they make the machines that make the microprocessors. And they do that really well. They have a world market share of 90%, so 90. And the story is that if ASML stops, then Silicon Valley stops. And you can laugh, but it's not even exaggeration, because if they stop, there won't be an iPhone 8.
Okay.
It won't be there, because there will never be a better microprocessor, because they have 90% market share. So they're a really unique company. And a few months ago, Angela Merkel, she came to Eindhoven, and she wanted to visit ASML. And she was really interested in that company. So, but when you look at how we present ourselves at the booth in Hannover Messe, the whole booth is orange with tulips. Now, can you imagine the discrepancy between high-tech machines, the pinnacle of engineering, and then everything is orange and in tulips, which is very much more a tourist kind of telling your story instead of a high-tech way of telling your story. Nation is kind of struggling with this identity stuff. And there are exceptions. I think the best one by far is, of course, is now England, with Great Britain. And actually, you could say what England has done with making everything great, so the Estonia can do with making everything est. And the other one, which is fantastic, is Canada. Canada has this beautiful maple leaf that is a unique form, and everybody in the world will connect to the maple leaf to Canada, but it doesn't make it then nature or grizzly bears, or but also in the good things and the economic part of it. So that's a bit my reflection. So everybody is struggling with this.
But what's the difference between the maple leaf and the tulips? Pretty much the flora as usual, or?
No, the tulips make it something very touristy and very like it's all about this beautiful orange fields and with the flowers, and forgetting that the Netherlands is also a nation of people that do a lot of trade and make great products. And the maple leaf is far more neutral. It's more like a nation symbol. And they could do a maple leaf stand, and nobody would object. Because it's also in sports. It's also in their economy. But the tulip is very much only in the domain of tourism. And then you get people saying, hey, why is then our symbol only that? If you do something with, let's say, France, and you would use the Eiffel Tower, then the rest of France would say, yeah, that's Paris. But maybe for you or for me, the Eiffel Tower is France. But for a Frenchman, it's a city. So it's very difficult to task to create one unifying symbol. And I see now Estonia baby going to the way to use the flag. Yeah, great. But if I show it to 100 Dutchmen, what is the Estonian flag? I think that 99 won't know.
Yeah, that's true. And it's not even a unique flag, so...
No, I can't judge for that. And let's say the same for us. We have red, white and blue. So if you turn it 90 degrees, it's the French flag. If you wash it too hard, it's the Luxembourg flag. It's the same thing. But the orange, we think, is unique, but also Ukraine uses orange. And so it's yeah, okay, so... Maybe it's more the actions that you want to speak, or your heroes, or your sporting people, or your musicians. You could say, if you could argue Arvo Pärt versus Estonia. Who is more famous? It's probably Arvo Pärt, because all people in classic music know him. And then you have to make the relation how you connect him to what your country stands for and the values that your country stands for. And then you're really on the good story. That's why I made him your bravest composer.
Composer. Very good. But thank you. So we pretty much agree here that the culture can be, as in South Korea, something that can be used also for country marketing. Just the question is how and maybe how to unite it together. So it's one story we are going to tell, not about the stories of different artists.
Yeah, and that doesn't exclude. And that's usually the difficulty, that you focus, but at the same time, then you would unwantedly exclude things. And that's something that I really kept in mind with the project. And so I don't want to exclude stuff. Maybe a short story about it. I once created a friend of mine actually created the payoff Good, Better, Est. And when I had it initially in the design, and then somebody said, from Estonia, I said, that's not good, because it kind of implies we are the best. And that's actually not the idea. The idea is that you are the Est. So then later I came up with the Just Astonishing, which is actually far more neutral, because it's just saying you astonish people. And it's kind of an intriguing word. But bragging and saying you're the best, and that's actually not the aim of the idea. But you should be in some things, you are the best. And those are the ones that you should focus on.